just a story, I guess, or whatever. General conceptual for everything. I just saw a documentary about ZTV, ZTV. And happened to be friends with one of the producers who were there, part of starting it. And he told me how dynamic it was, and you can see that in this documentary. Because what this man did, one of those millionaires, he said that, you know, you can't know if something will be a success. Or sometimes you can't calculate and like that. Sometimes you just need to try a few things. So they just threw at them 50 million Swedish crowns. And do something with this. So they had a studio down there on Odengatan. I was there sometimes, actually part of their programs, because we were Hare Krishnas, and they... My friend, their producer, he was a friend of us in the Hare Krishna, so I kind of, well, a few, three, four times there. And what they did was they just took cameras and went out, did something, walked right into where things were happening and filming it, just wham, with a lamp. Went back to the studio, threw in the cassette, and just broadcast it straight out on the satellite channel there. They did wild things, and none of them had any experience. And when you look at it, it's just mainly meaningless things, but, you know, cool, good-looking young people. Especially the girls, they wanted good-looking girls. And all kinds of people just threw them in, but young and for the young. And since it was such a new thing, and completely breaking with the fine production style of the Swedish television, which had been the only one so far, it became a hit. And then it lasted for some years, and it didn't break even, and eventually it died. Then after that, I'm now watching a documentary about the early YouTubers here in Sweden. And one guy just said, you know, they did the same thing, really. Just take the cameras and just do something crazy or whatever. And since they were the beginner, they were the first ones, then they made a bigger splash. It was a new field, some no one had ever done this before, and you got to see that. And rumors spread, you know, the news spread. So then... there is one of those guys who were part of that, and he just said something here.
Det var ju också ett kvitto på, okej, shit, nu gör man någonting som faktiskt folk vill se och tycker är kul och underhållande.
Men jag antar att det säger ganska mycket om utbudet på den här tiden också. Det var ju ingen som gjorde något, så det var ju bara att vi gjorde något. Det var ju det som...
No one did anything, so it was just that we did something. That was okay. And I'd say that this was same thing with the ZTV, ZTV. And that's the principle. You know, what happened if we look at it here? In both those cases, it's interesting to analyze them both, because then we can see a general principle. That's what I'm proposing here. a new form of media appeared. New things you can see on your screen. Okay, you had a screen, but it was just a Swedish television screen. We called it a TV screen. But then you got videos and you got satellite TV, the parabolic antennas, and a new world opened. A new form of media appeared. And when it came into the hands of young people who were not yet steeped in the form of the old people who think that nothing can be changed now, everything is going to be, this is all there is and there's nothing more we can do. And that's the power of the young, that they don't, they're not stuck like that. They invent new crazy things sometimes. So here come the young, and here comes a new media, you know, with ZTV. They got cameras in their hands. Just the fact, you know, the very fact, how to get a video camera of quality, they cost a lot. And the editing equipment and the this and that, the studio and the lights and the sound. Money was required. So they threw some money at these kids and they had fun. And it became a success. Because no one else did something and they did something that people could watch on their TVs, the youngsters. That was different. Just from down on this, you know, on the street. But that doesn't last because then others come. Many satellite channels, this and that, several TV channel stations here in Sweden. And there was competition. Because what is needed eventually is something more than just do something, whatever. What people then look at is you, the cool guy or girl who does something crazy, something new, and they identify with you. And I would say that psychological effect is very powerful, and much could run on that, that you become a face. People are seeing you on the screen. There's some magic with those screens. And you become a name and famous. And then people look at you just because you are you. You speak about anything, do anything. Almost. But then after a while, they get bored. They get used to you. So this is what I'm talking about now, and the same thing on YouTube. It's like the first, how to say, the magic of the news, of the new. And you could say it's a kind of kickstart. You get the opportunity. And then some get really famous and big, big, big. And some last, some don't. And just as with everything, those last who bring something, well, either always something new cool, something, you know, unexpected, or something with a meaning in it, something you can benefit from, that you like because it gives you something. Or something that is simply enjoyable, beautiful, nice music, nice films, nice this and that. But it always, I would say, boils down to and comes down to the story. It's a story being told here that I get drawn into. And I would even say there's a cosmos there. There's a world in there that I get drawn into and that I like to be in. And where those are that I like to be with. And it's all sometimes then centered around one or two or three or ten or whatever people, young people, who I can identify with and who identify with each other. And, you know, this group feeling also. So what happens then? What happened with ZTV and with YouTube? As I hear my sons say that, and they say it here also, that what happened to it is not so fun anymore. No, it's just too much. It's like a noise. Because they saw it when it was young and fresh. And I say the same because I was there at the very startup of the World Wide Web, basically, of the Internet. So, since when it was just a university network. And I sometimes say the same. It's just a big commercial world there now, where politicians and billionaires and all kinds of people are fighting about it, psychopaths and the crazy kids. But you know, you don't get so visible. It's hard today to get visible, to be seen. Because you don't get seen just because you're on the screen. For instance, in the old days when there was only one TV channel in Sweden, if you were on TV, if you were seen on that screen for 5 minutes, especially, well, you were famous. People recognized you. Yeah, I saw you on TV. And if you said something, oops, wow, you spoke. And I saw that, the beginning of television in Sweden. And those who just happened to be there in those studios, and probably they knew someone who worked there, or, you know, got in this way or that way, they became famous quickly and very much here in Sweden. So, because there was just one channel and then it became two, no, not much difference. And that lasted until the late 80s, early 90s something. But the same thing there. Well, just because you were nyhetens behag is what you call it in Swedish. I don't know what it is in English. That wasn't enough. In the beginning you could do any crazy thing, but after a while people got more picky. Especially when they could switch between channels. And on the internet, that's of course even more so now. It's not even about switching between channels. It's about the audience rules. You simply look at what you want to look at. And it's there 24/7. So it's incredible what the possibilities are today. But still, my 21-year-old son came the other day and was negative and pessimistic. saying, oh, it's just, you know, noise out there. It's not what it used to be when I was a kid. I didn't say, but sounded like that. In other words, you know, just as I saw the coming and going of CTV and the early days of the television in general, he saw and was in the middle of the early days of YouTube. And it's easy then to think that now there's nothing more we can do here. It's all over. The fun is over. And now the world is just going to be dark for the rest of time. And someone may think, well, maybe someone will come up with something new. It's always been like that. While others, they think maybe I can come up with something new. What shall I come up with? What hasn't been made yet? And they think and they try and they discuss and they gather friends and they do something new that no one else did. And it's popular for a while, but then whoop, it sinks also back into the oblivion. Why? Well, I think I know why. It's just my theory that they start thinking that way. I want to make something new that no one else did. What can I then make? Now, what I am saying is the real thing here to say and do, and always was throughout this, from the advent of television as such, and throughout all these developments, that you should rather think, oh, I got this thing that I want to do. Yeah, I really love this thing. And I would love to show it or explain it or make that music or make that film or write that book. Whatever, and then also realizing that here I am with a palette of many media, not just a few colors or a few audio notes, but media today is truly multimedia. So here you are, and you have these possibilities to create and publish, and it hardly cost anything. Well, some things do, but many things don't really. An ordinary computer. Or music instruments, or drawing pads, or this and that, some cameras, and it's all affordable. You can even use your phone to broadcast yourself live online with a potential audience of 8 billion people. So what I'm saying here, don't look at what's bad now, what's not so good as it used to be, or whatever. Look at what you want to do. And then figure out ways to do it. Which includes learning, maybe, or have friends who know how to do it. How to use cameras, how to use audio, how to use do this and that, and editing and script writing and whatever it is. Just do it with your heart, from yourself, your soul, me here. This is my story. This is our story. Let's just tell it. And I say that just as CTV and the beginning of YouTube and whatever was not depending on high production quality, that's the secret that is valid also now. And we can see it throughout history. When it's for real, and you feel, hey, this is not just some scripted fake thing here that looks slick but artificial. These are real people doing real things in real life, and yeah, they give me good ideas as well and inspiration, and it's fun to follow and be part of this. And then someone may think, what if I just do what I love to do, say what I want to say, be myself, and nobody will be interested. I'm so boring. Of course, the narcissist may have different ideas, and that's why you very much see such people out there. But that's the thing today. You can do it anyway. And the other thing is, there is a reality to this, that you have a potential audience of, what is it today? 5 billion, 6 billion people who can, if they want, or if they just happen to click on the right place, see and hear and read whatever you, what you have done. And then if you say, so you know, statistically, and it's really just realistic statistics, there should be a fairly good amount of people in the world who are a bit like you and can identify with what you are saying and like it. And those are very, very valuable. Those are your tribe. You can be friends, you know, it's for real. Not just some fake fandom, somebody dressing up, acting out some character that they are not really in private life. But actors. But for real. So it's just a matter of reaching out to those people somehow or other. And then the next pessimistic argument would be, yeah, but that's the problem. You can't reach out to them because it's just noise. Whatever you say and speak, it drowns in the ocean of buzzing media out there in cyberspace. When your television was young, then whoever just put their face in the TV was heard and seen. When YouTube was new, then the same thing. You were seen and heard and shared. And I say that today is the same, it's the same thing. Just by different means. And that's the thing. YouTube, ZTV, original TV, when they were successful, it was pretty much, and is pretty much the same principles involved. But different media, different forms. And I would say that what has happened since the first television came up to today, for me, who was fortunate to follow all the way through, it's just got better and better and better. We just have to see that and don't get stuck. Not lament over the past. And what you don't have from then. So, what is the answer to that doubt? How can we be heard in this noise? It's simple. The algorithms, the multimedia, and word of mouth, as always. That's how it's always been and probably will always be. I saw something cool, someone there or some people doing a nice thing here. Look at this. Sharing the links. But also this, we should not underestimate the value of the algorithms, meaning that YouTube, for instance, and Amazon and others have built in ways, you know, it's practically, I think I would say it's getting more and more AI-ish. They can analyze your content, and you also keyword your content, and more it will be aware of what your creation is about and what kind of people will probably like it to look at that video, hear that music or whatever. In this way, that's what I mean with the algorithms, it will do the job for you. Yes, there's a noise there of media, but those algorithms, they will look at your product, your creation, and bring it out to those among all these 5-6 billion people who would probably like it. All you gotta do is to follow time and learn how this is done. How it works today. Get updated. Learn from the youngsters, the young ones. And if you're young, learn from each other. Because I say, and I'm an oldie here, that this is very, very powerful. And what it really now stands upon, you know, what really counts now, it's not that you get into something new and you get audience because just you're sticking out, being the only one to do something about, you know, in this media or whatever. But you're doing your thing, a real thing, a nice thing. So, and if you like it, what you do, if you really love this, you can count on that there are others also who like it. That's just logic and mathematics, statistics. There must be a bunch of people who like the same things that you like. And the thing is that before you made it, it didn't exist. You made something completely new. And if everything you do is that way, it's coming from your soul, it's coming from your heart, and it's for real, then I would say you're a real artist. And some people think now artists are just people who make funny things in galleries and or whatever. I'm talking about creative, a person who is making something beautiful, something good, using art, meaning that beauty, poetry, imagery, storytelling, all these beautiful kinds of art that historically, we go back thousands of years, were even used to carry the greatest wisdom that existed in the societies. So we should understand and see art means all of that. A good novel, a good story, a good poem is a work of art. I was saying in India, for instance, the books of wisdom, they are works of art. They are written as poetry. And there are paintings and sculptures and dances and poems and songs. And stories being told from grandma to children, grandkids, that contain wisdom. That are entertaining, magical, mystical adventures that you can hear about. But that you also find, yes, I understand. That was a wise thing to say and do. And not that other one. Not that other thing. Therefore, I'm saying that art, in that broad sense and in that higher, elevated sense, the way it should be, is probably the most important thing in our society. First of all, because that's what people want when they have done their survival work every day. Watch a movie or listen to some music or this and that. Tell little stories to each other. And also the way that important wisdom is being shared. So yeah, and we got this fantastic media today where we can do that. So what are you waiting for? And now if you say, "I don't know how to do this, and who am I, and blah, 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 blah. I can hardly, I don't know what to talk about and how to, and I don't look so cool and good as the other." Get out there and look at YouTube. There are all kinds of people now today. People speaking into their mobile phones. Just having a little iPod, putting it up there on the street and speaking into it. That's, I see it often when I'm out walking. There's no excuse. And, well, who would be interested in what, anyway, I'm this, I'm that. But then if no one looks at it, then fine. You did the thing you wanted to do, that you like to do. If you like it, then it's worth it, right? I can make a painting, and I made a few in my life that I just have now hanging on my own walls, and I like them. They are memories from my life, and I remember how I felt when I made them. And I say another secret here, in my opinion at least. People are not just interested in pieces of art, you know, that you're hanging a painting on the wall of a gallery, or you're making a piece of music, or you're writing a book. They are also interested in the person who does that. Again, that's how YouTube got so popular. That's how CTV and, you know, all these, and the TV, original TV as well. You got interest in those people. They write about those actors in the magazines, and they become big, and then they are there as appearing as much, maybe even more, as private persons who people are interested in than the actors on screen or the... artists on stage. So therefore, to just take up that, whatever it is that makes a video and sound, every day, once a week, whatever, make your own channel on YouTube. It's not difficult. And just stream it out there. Do it at the same time every week, or broadcast at the same time. And then share the links, and those who want to look at it, they will. And tell your story. Why am I doing this? Why am I making this music, and or this painting, or this or that? And here you can look at it, link here. And if you want to support, you want to buy the paper book, you can buy it there. Or support on crowdfunding site. This is how you do it today. So I would say we kind of came to the stage of perfection of mass media, in a way, where every one of us can be on TV, can make a film, can be an actor or a director or a musician or producer, anything you want to do and are able to do. But if you don't know how to make a YouTube channel, for instance, that's the idea of this foundation we are talking about here, which is meant to kind of, well, do its job, but also as a pilot project, I would say, although I think there must be many of those already, a teamwork. I know how to make YouTube channels. I can help you. And you can help me with the other thing. How to use a camera, or how to write a script, or how to make music. I like that. Or I can make that my thing for your production, and you can make your thing for my production. Yeah.